Chong Show, episode 48, in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Now I will talk about the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records are used. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings are first at 2-0, 8-2 overall. Central Washington and Seattle Pacific are also 2-0 conference, but Central Washington is second at 8-3 overall. Seattle Pacific third, 3-5 overall. Western Washington, fourth, 1-0 conference, 7-1 overall. Western Oregon, fifth, 1-1 conference, 4-5 overall, much like Northwest Nazarene. Simon Fraser, seventh, 0-1 conference, but are 7-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, St. Martin's, and Alaska all have 0-2 conference records each, but Alaska Anchorage is 8th at 2-5 overall. St. Martin's 9th, 2-6 overall, and Alaska last at 2-10 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. For the second half, for the remainder of second half, there will be more independent music features on the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, SFU Red Leafs Hockey. So there will be features on both the BCIHO and SFU Red Leafs Hockey, updates on the SFU Gonla project, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. The third act of the hour is ex-Cowboys Dino DNA, the tuna's meatball marijuana. We'll be right back. That was Medical Marijuana from Meatball Marijuana from Ex-Cowboys, Dino DNA. I'd like to shift gears to the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. There was one game on December 2nd between the University of Victoria Vikes and Vancouver Island University Mariners, where the Mariners won 3-2 in the latest all-Vancouver Island matchup at Nanaimo Ice Center. On December 5th, the BCIHO announced the first ever Tom Harris University Showcase, which will take place at Nanaimo Ice Center between January 5th and 7th of 2024, where the SFU BCIHO Red Leafs will play Southern Institute of Technology based in Calgary on January 5th, Korea University based in Seoul, South Korea on 6th, and Concordia University based in Edmonton, Alberta on 7th. Today, the SFU Red Leafs announced that its non-conference team will play the Providence College Friars, currently ranked number 9 in the NCAA with 9 NHL draft picks, at Schneider Arena on the Providence College campus in Providence, Rhode Island, on January 7th.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
Reaching her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible goal for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, I've learned that your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, professionals, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. Vancouver Island University are first at 8-3, 16 points. University of Victoria, second, 7-3-1, 15 points. Okanagan Lakers, third, 6-4-1, 13 points. Salmon Fraser, fourth, 4-3-1, 9 points. And Logan Lake are last at 1-10. The fourth act, the fourth band is Rodney Sharman's Elegy, arranged by Paramorph Collective.
Her spirit is at peace, although covered in December snow. Amid the sky so gray, still she turns away. Her body is at peace, I know, in the bosom of the earth. Her spirit has ascended.
Like to speak about the SFU Gonla project at this time. While TransLink is building a business case for the project, which is not funded, but part of TransLink's Access for Everyone's 10-year plan, there is a pushback from Forest Grove neighborhood, where the gondola will fly over, according to Marlon McMahon's report on City News Vancouver this Monday. Jim Bowen is part of Stop SFU Gondola, where he claims there are 150 members. Added TransLink were surprised at the 35 members of its group being hostile on the project back on November 23rd during a public engagement meeting. In response, a TransLink spokesperson claimed 83% of respondents were either supportive or very supportive of the project during the first two rounds of engagement, which included Forest Grove and University residents, where people can go from the lower terminal below the Production SkyTrain station to the upper terminal just south of the SFU exchange. Between the SFU campus and University, in just 7 minutes.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability. And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
The fifth group is Bebo Gilberto's Joao. The tune is O Pato.
O Pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro Cid e disse assim: vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo um desacato. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei no final quando caíram na água. Vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro Cid e disse assim: vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei no final quando caíram na água, ensaiando o vocal. Quen, 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 quen.
I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. On October 13th, Surrey City filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. On October 16th, the BC government responded as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislature in the BC legislature in Victoria, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023. Key changes are: A. Municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. B. The director may superintend the implementation of a municipality required to provide policing. C. Allows the minister to terminate the agreement, i.e. with the Surrey RCMP, which was renewed on April 1, 2012, with a written notice to the City of Surrey. D. The Lieutenant Governor and Council, Janet Austin, can appoint at least one person as an administrator for the Surrey Police Board, where in case of one administrator, it will be the chair of the Surrey Police Board. And E. Other memberships of the SPB will be suspended. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading, with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law, after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sear, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired earlier this fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. On November 20th, the Surrey City filed a second petition to the BC Supreme Court, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. Locke, during a press conference on the morning of November 20th in the Surrey City Hall, labeled the Surrey Police Service the NDP Police Service, which could lead to a 20% tax hike. In response, Mike Farnworth, in a press conference in the BC Legislature in Victoria on the afternoon of November 20th, said the Surrey Police Service will police Surrey, denounced Locke's description of the SPS as the NDP Police Service as incredibly disrespectful. Fast forward to on November 30th, Mike Sear, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service for 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke in council the same day. Sear claimed the SPS 2024 draft budget aims to hire 180 more officers by the end of next year, which will increase the portion of the SPS to more than half of all Surrey officers. On December 6, the Surrey Police Service claimed that 70 officers have been deployed this year, and 37 recruits graduated from the Justice Institute of British Columbia Academy, and 394 employees in total. Later in the day, the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski spoke with CBC's Gloria Makarenko as he looked back in his 3 years, with this year being particularly difficult. Chief Lipinski provided an update on the SPS numbers, which now has 339 officers, 61 employees, just under 200 frontline service officers working with the Surrey RCMP. Lipinski also confirmed the SPS 2024 budget was passed. During the first meeting with the SPB administrator, Mike Sear, where it aims to hire 180 more officers, was submitted to the Surrey City. From 180 officers, Lipinski plans to bring about 40 JIBC recruits, with 22-23% from out of province, particularly from Ontario and the rest of RCMP across Canada. Currently, Lipinski mentioned 112 RCMP officers currently in the SPS continue dialogues with small departments so they keep their minimum numbers. Makarenko quoted the VPD Deputy Chief Howard Chow with less than 40 VPD staff joining the SPS, with 20 transit police officers patching to the SPS. Lipinski clarified the Surrey RCMP are still in charge, so they take over incidents. Lipinski added they weren't concerned about the Surrey City's court challenge, but instead focus on building up the SPS by discussions with stakeholders and transfer equipment. Most importantly, the SPS officers are deployed when the Surrey RCMP demobilizes or transfers members elsewhere. Also, in an interview with CTV's Michelle Brunoro, also on December 6, Lipinski was looking to add drones to the SPS. And he also spoke to Joe Bennett on CKNW earlier today, where he reiterated that SPS officers are deployed when the Surrey RCMP demobilizes. Thank you for listening to episode 48 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.